is WCRB in concert with the Neve Trio. It's a tightly choreographed sonic dance. A violin, a cello, a piano, together as a unit, creating an intimacy that immediately draws you in. Since 2010, the Neve Trio have been drawing audiences from Carnegie Hall in New York to St. Petersburg, Russia, with their finely tuned unity and their rich, vital sound. And now, this multinational trio returns to Boston and presents an intimate evening from their home at the Longy School of Music that, like them, goes all around the world. From Pickman Hall in Cambridge, stay tuned for the Neve Trio next on WCRB in Concert. Chamber music, small ensemble music, is more than just a group of musicians coming together and playing. To be great, and in order to make music that really thrives, a chamber ensemble has to have something more, a cohesiveness, a connective togetherness, which, as you'll hear, is something the Neve Trio has in spades. I'm Chris Voss. Thanks for joining me this evening here on WCRB in Concert. You are in for a great evening of music, that's for sure. Don't forget, as always, more information available at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That includes interviews and videos, also an upcoming broadcast schedule. Just look for the In Concert page, again, at classicalwcrb.org. The Neve Trio is made up of American violinist Anna Williams, Russian cellist Misha Veselov, and Japanese pianist Eri Nakamura. And they've been playing together for a number of years. They are great friends, and you can really hear that in their playing and that togetherness that they have. On the program tonight, two of what I lovingly refer to as baby compositions, a trio by Leonard Bernstein that he wrote when he was 18, still studying at Harvard, just before his international career took off, and the only piano trio by the 18-year-old Claude Debussy, a work thought to be lost until 1982. And some of Piazzolla's tango-rich Estaciones Porteñas, sometimes called the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. 2018 marks the Leonard Bernstein centennial, and groups all around the world have been dedicating some time to the multifaceted man. This concert is no different. It begins with Leonard Bernstein's 1937 piano trio. Now, as I mentioned at the top, the Neve Trio is international, and so when I sat down to chat with them and asked them about Bernstein's music, I asked them what it meant to them, given their various backgrounds. Here's what cellist Misha Veselov had to say.
Bernstein is such a legend, I think, worldwide, and West Side Story, West Side Historia, you say in Russian. It's such a known music. I grew up hearing it everywhere, and it was so neat to find that sort of rosebud where his music came from, because he wrote it at the age of 18. He was at Harvard, just down the street from Longy, a student, and really influenced by his native, his music, where he came from. His parents were from Eastern Europe, so there's a lot of kind of Eastern European flavor in that trio, as well as a lot of Americana. So it's a mix of everything, and that's sort of what the States is about, I think, that sort of melting pot of cultures. And to see that even in the very beginning of his art, his music, was so so valuable and so interesting.
The Neve Trio's cellist Mikhail Veselov talking with me in an interview. An interview you can hear in full when you follow me on Twitter at ChrisWCRB. Here is the Neve Trio in concert from Longy School of Music's Pickman Hall with Bernstein Piano Trio on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
The Neve Trio with the Soul Piano Trio by Leonard Bernstein, written in 1937 when he was still a student at Harvard University. That is the sound of Leonard Bernstein testing the water, trying things out. And I can't help but thinking that is not bad for a homework project, isn't it? You're listening to WCRB in concert with the Neve Trio performing live at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge. I'm Chris Voss. Thanks for joining me this evening. That Leonard Bernstein Trio is also on their most recent release on the Chandos label, an album titled American Moments. For a link to that album, as well as an interview with the trio about this concert, follow me on Twitter at ChrisWCRB or head to our website, classicalwcrb.org. The Neve Trio is made up of violinist Anna Williams, who grew up in the greater Boston area, Russian cellist Misha Veselov, and Japanese pianist Eri Nakamura. All three spent time at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge as students, and they are now back as artist alumni, faculty ensemble, and residents at Longy. They are teaching the next generation, and they feel a great responsibility to guide these young musicians at the outsets of their career, in particular to teach them about the music industry as it is today, how to thrive in it, and to inspire those students to a spirit of collaboration that branches out beyond just music. Their next concert is also this coming week. It's titled Entering Oblivion, and it is at Longy on Tuesday. Again, more information on this, follow me on Twitter at ChrisWCRB. We started the program this evening with the Neve Trio's performance of the young Leonard Bernstein's 1937 piano trio, written while he was a student at Harvard. And now we'll turn to another, what I've been calling, baby composer. That's Debussy and a trio he wrote when he was 18. It's a piece that was thought lost until 1982, and it's a piece that is particularly special to the Neve Trio's cellist. Here again is Misha Veselov.
This piece was actually very close to my heart, I would say, because he was, when he was 18, he was hired by a Russian, very rich and famous patroness of Tchaikovsky, actually. She hired him to teach her kids piano and to play piano trios every evening, which sounds like a great gig. And the string players he was playing with were Russian string players from Moscow Conservatory. So I think he was sort of surrounded by that Russian influence, you know, the romantic style, the melodies of Tchaikovsky. You can hear that in his music, that melodic material and sort of sometimes almost like ballet sounding music. But you still, at the same time, you hear a little bit of that Debussy voice in it as well, that French impressionistic sprouting kind of color here and there. So it's a really, really cool piece, very beautiful, and very sincere and earnest as well.
That interview with Misha Veselov and the entirety of the Neve Trio is at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is the Neve Trio with Debussy's only piano trio in concert on WCRB. Thank you. Debussy, his only piano trio, written when he was 18 years old, living in Italy with the patroness Madame von Eck, his patroness of Tchaikovsky, teaching her children piano and writing music for her. It's a piece thought lost until 1982. There it is with the Neve Trio in concert at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge, Massachusetts, here on WCRB in Concert. I'm Chris Voss. A reminder that this concert will be available for on-demand listening at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Go back and enjoy it again. There's so much good playing involved here from the Neve Trio. I'm Chris Voss. Neve Trio now with something a little bit different from everything else we've heard this evening. Here they are with Summer from Piazzolla's Estaciones Porteñas. Thank you. Summer from Piazzolla's Estaciones Porteñas, or his Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, with the Neve Trio, an arrangement for piano trio by Jose Bargato here on 99.5 WCRB and WCRB in concert. You know, I got a chance to speak with violinist Anna Williams about the Piazzolla, and she said, for this piece, we were really fortunate to work with Leonardo Suarez Paz, who grew up around Piazzolla since his father was Piazzolla's original violinist. And we got many ideas from him about the styles and the strokes string players use in authentic tango bands from him. So, from teachers to students and back again, that's the Neve Trio here on 99.5 WCRB. And just about closing out this edition of the program, the Neve Trio will be performing at Longy School of Music's Pickman Hall on Tuesday, 7:30, a concert entitled Entering Oblivion. Piazzolla will be on that concert as well, his Oblivion, as well as Fauré's Opus 120 Piano Trio and Shostakovich's 1944 Piano Trio. For more information on that, follow me on Twitter. I'm at ChrisWCRB, or head to our website, classicalwcrb.org. There you'll also be able to enjoy this concert again on demand and see a full broadcast schedule as well. I'm Chris Voss. This broadcast is written and produced by me, mixed and edited and recorded by audio producer Antonio Oliar-Gross. The executive producer of WCRB in Concert is Brian McCreath. Thank you to the Longy School of Music and, of course, to the Neve Trio for making this broadcast possible. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.